Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, yeah. with Ohtani getting hurt and shutting down and clearing out his locker, a couple weeks ago we heard that Mike Trout would be available, and C-Mac was the first person.
Did you
that
say
I,
Mike Trout?
C-Mac was the first person that I ever heard even suggest that or float that idea. And I think C-Mac was at least a week ahead of
the papers ahead,
and you know, people putting that out there.
Yeah, no, because I knew he would want out. Why would he want to stay? If Ohtani's leaving, why would he want to stay? And here, I know you're against it. I know a lot of Yankee fans are against it. I'm just going to ask you, don't you want to stack the deck? Because I'm
just
saying,
I know what Trout is, the Millville Meteor. I remember hearing that he was playing with high school kids when he was like 13. He was hitting better in high school.
He is the greatest player of the generation. There's no doubt about it. Last year, he hit 40 home runs in a limited run. He's still, I understand he's got a chronic back issue. That's not why he's out this year. He broke a bone in his hand. Mm-hmm. He's been slow to recover from injury. I get it. He's on the wrong side of 30. I get it. He makes a lot of money. I get it. It's Mike Trout. He's Mike Trout. And I know he's right-handed, God forbid. Like, I care. I'm getting the greatest player in the generation. I care he's right-handed, not left-handed. The money coming off the books pays for him, right? I would love to trade Stanton for him if the Angels would do that in some sort of bad contract or bad contract. I don't know if Stanton's going to do that and be willing to do that.
Close enough to home.
Maybe. If you could swing that, then it's a no-brainer. But even for me, if you can bring him in, I'll take my chances that he stays healthy and gives me a great player in the middle of the lineup, and he can play left field. You pay for him with the money coming off the books with Donaldson and Severino and different things. And I just – I don't think it's a guarantee he is going to be unhealthy forever. And I'm bringing in a great, great player. Like a great player. This is, everyone says, and this is what bothers me about the immediate reaction. Yeah, I understand he's on the wrong side of 30 injury. Be the Yankees. What happened to the Yankees being the Yankees? You go out and you get the great player. We're not the Tampa Bay Rays. We're not one of these organizations. We're the New York Yankees. When's the last time they played in the upper echelon of the toy store? It's always, bargain basement. They go to the bucket of balls and just get whatever they can. They never want to shop at the top shelf. This is the top shelf. And I understand that it's a long contract. I'm not saying it's a no-brainer. And certainly there's a level of how much of his contract I'm willing to pay. There's a level of prospects I'm willing to give up. No, I'm not saying bring him here at all costs. Dominguez just had his arm hurt. Trade him Dominguez. Or, you know, I'm not crazy. It would have to be a reasonable, considering all the money he makes, you're either going to have to eat a lot of this money or you're going to get practically nothing of value in prospect, nothing crazy. But, I mean, what we've seen from Pereira, I would trade Pereira for Mike Trout. I mean, what we've seen from different guys, like I'm willing to move some of the guys in this organization to bring in a great player who would be in the middle of this lineup. We need good players. And what's the other options? Like, this is what I talk about. You mentioned stacking the deck. This is a window of Judge and Cole. It's a short window. And I don't know what other options are out there to make this lineup better. I mean, do you want to take the chance on the player who's injured all the time? Like Mike Trout, who's the great player, without question, on the field, tremendous. Or do you want to go pay $200 million to Bellinger, who's been trash 4 out of the last 5 years? Had injury issues too, but it's not just injury issues. Garbage. Designated for assignment. Bad. Now he's had a great resurgent year. I don't know what next year brings. I look at his last 4 years, and I see bad baseball. When I look at Trout, I see injuries, no doubt. But I see a player who still is Mike Trout, who has a 9.9 OPS, who hits 40 home runs in 110 games, who is one of the great players. He's only 33. Like, I understand what the risks are. But at the same time, I want to win in this window because with Cole and Judge, it is a Judge and Cole window. So I'm not going to move heaven and earth to make it happen. There are limits and parameters on what I'm willing to do because I do understand the downside. But people just want to poo-poo it. Like, we lost. The last thing we need is another 30-something-year-old off-injured player. This is not Giancarlo Stanton. This is not, you know, some other off-injured type player. This is a three-time MVP, greatest player of the generation, who when he plays is still just that. So yeah, his batting average has gone down a little bit. His power has not. And to me, if you can go out and get great players, you at least look into it. So I've been on this Mike Trout thing because I think it's an interesting option for the Yankees. I don't know about you. An outfield of Trout, Dominguez, and Judge doesn't sound that bad to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
My initial thought was he's old, he's expensive. No, we need to get younger. But like when you compare the other option is Cody Bellinger because Cody Bellinger can play center. He could play left. Yeah. He can play first. But it's more of a roll of the dice with Cody Bellinger. He might come here and put on pinstripes. The pressure's too much. I'm not the guy that you're paying me to be. Then we're stuck with another contract. At least with Mike Trout, Mike Trout has never had a down year. Mike Trout, when he's healthy, is extremely effective. On both sides of the ball, it's like he's from Jersey. He'd be a lot closer to see his Eagles play. I remember specifically going to the stadium to see him as a rookie with the Angels when they had like Pujols and like Mark Palumbo on a team. I don't even remember. I remember going when I say Palumbo.
Yeah.
That's how long ago it was. I'm like, I remember going to the stadium back when I would only go to a game a year or maybe two to see Trout. Jersey legend. So, I mean, if there's something there,
listen, who knows? And I think there's still it's not like I'm not saying just get older. There's still options to get. If you do something like that, right now, I feel much more comfortable having a Dominguez in center field. I think you can trade Gleyber Torres for younger players, whether it be in the rotation. Like, I think you can trade Gleyber Torres for a young, controllable starting pitcher who's pretty good, or get another position. Then I give Peraza second base, and I'm young at shortstop. I'm young at second base, but I've added a great player who, if healthy, is one of the best players in baseball to pair with Judge. Tell me you go into a postseason series, and again, he's got to stay healthy. I get it, but when have we gone into a postseason series and felt like 2-3 is going to be two of the greatest players of their generation? This is David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez. This is a middle of the lineup that would be devastating. So now, yeah, they have to do it. And he's never been to a postseason. I think he would relish that idea. I think that he would really make the Angels, you know, if he would say, look, I'm going to the Yankees. If they're interested, that's it. Make it work. So I think the Mike Trout possibility is very interesting. I'm not saying trade anything crazy. Like, you know, I got into it with Paul Rosenberg, who produces for you. And he was one Friday I was working. He's like, it starts with, Volpe and Dominguez. I'm like, no, it doesn't. But
it doesn't have to.
No, but there are things I won't do. That is fair. I'm not going to trade upper echelon.
Now that Volpe and Dominguez are not waiting in the wings, now that they've been let out of the, you know, like, I think you can start the conversation and say those guys are obviously off limits.
Right. Give one of the pitchers. I know people are hopeful with Beater or guys like that, but I would give one of the pitchers and I would give Pereira, and then I would take on most of that salary. That's what I would do. I would look to stack the deck during this time period. You love to say it. I think we should. We all want them to be Yankees, and then we don't want them to go out and acquire great players. Like, what would you like them to do? Do you want to try and win next year, or do you want to go into a rebuild? Because I don't know about you.
They have to win next year, or Cashman. You can tell Cashman they hit the road mid-season if they're struggling at the deadline. Like, no.
Yeah,